Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie Football in for Joe Starkey today. That music means it is time for a Bechtold breakdown. We're going to go around the room, have some fun, and our guy Austin City Limits with a bit of potential breaking news from one of the longest tenured Steelers insiders in all the land to kick us off.
And it comes from our guy Pony, Donnie, on the Bechtold breakdown for Friday. This is an ode to you. This is somewhat of an ode at the very beginning to you in the debrief saying the date. September 13th, 2024. Here we go.
Friday the 13th.
That's right. We have something on Friday the 13th coming up in the breakdown. Pony putting out per Jerry Dulac. Justin Fields. According to sources, the Steelers plan to have Justin Fields start the next two games. Sunday in Denver against the Broncos and the home opener next week against the Chargers while Russell Wilson continues to rest his injured calf so it doesn't morph into something worse. Donnie, when I see this and I read this, this is just more and more leash that is being given to Justin Fields that if he succeeds over the next 2 weeks, especially if they go 3-0 and he plays well, he's the guy, and Russell Wilson's watching from the sideline.
And all in all, this is a good thing. This is something, and you know, nothing against Russell Wilson, and you know, I do hope that the calf is not something serious or turns into something worse, because sometimes a calf injury can lead to an Achilles injury, which is much, much worse. But this would be, or potentially be, a very good thing for the Steelers and anyone who follows the team, covers the team, whatever it may be, especially for people like us, Austin. If Justin Fields takes over this job, has a good season, the Steelers quarterback issue, at least for now, at least for the foreseeable future, is cured.
Yes.
We don't have to worry about year after year, oh, who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? We had the Mitch Trubisky years. We had the Kenny Pickett years. Mason Rudolph coming in to save the season last year. Russell Wilson, he's really just a stopgap. They do have potential because Justin Fields is only 24 years old. They have potential to have their guy for the next 5 to 10 years. And yeah, it's a what have you done for me lately type business. That is a good feeling to have. This could fall into end up being a great thing that pays big time dividends for the Steelers if Fields can get off to a nice start. I've already felt this way, that I think it is his job to lose. This does nothing more than cement that.
Yeah,
for
he's 1 year older than me. They're just hand over the keys. Let's ride.
I think he's only 9 months younger than Bo Nix.
Yes.
It feels like Fields has been in the league for like 5 years.
Let's ride. Maybe not the correct conversation and topic to be said with Russell Wilson engaged in it. I've been, I think, one of the main leaders on the station of wanting Justin Fields to be the quarterback from the start. When they traded for Fields and signed Wilson a week before, I was bummed when they signed Wilson that they weren't going to get Fields. Then they got him. Again, he's not polished. He's not a finished product. There's no denying that. Are there things that we wanted to see in the Atlanta game that he did not do? Yes. Part of that is also Arthur Smith taking the reins off a little bit and kind of letting Justin Fields cook. If this is the case and you give him the home opener, it's a little bit longer of a sample size to prove he could be the guy next year, because clearly, one, Wilson's not healthy, and two, Fields gives a different dynamic for this team than Wilson. I don't want to continue to bang that drum. But Fields, man, I mean, he's a former top pick for a reason. Great athlete. Mike Tomlin clearly likes him. He could answer a lot of questions. So I like this. I like that this potentially could happen.
I think Mike Tomlin loves him. I mean, there was even some thought if the Steelers had the, like, you remember this story being put out there? If the Steelers actually did have the first overall pick in that draft that was Trevor Lawrence at the time, they would have considered taking Justin Fields.
Yeah, Joe likes,
that
Joe
being put
likes
out
to
there?
Talk about that. He talked about that this week. So that is high praise, because I think Trevor Lawrence is great. But if they can unlock Justin Fields and they can find something in the magical box of Arthur Smith's offense to make this work, they could have a find on their hands. Donnie, the Steelers and Pirates came out with what I like to call my 2024 Mona Lisa yesterday. It is a picture of T.J. Watt and Paul Skeens side by side doing a jersey swap. The jersey that Skeens gave to T.J. Watt isn't signed. I saw the video. It was signed after they took the picture. I don't know why I didn't sign it beforehand. The portion of T.J. Watt signing it is just, Paul, love watching you. Go be great. And then he was meeting, Paul Skeens was, with the Steelers. And Russell Wilson came over, need to get a picture. Cam Hayward was saying, I need to get a Paul Skeens jersey. T.J. Watt and Paul Skeens, dynamic duo wise. Is this one of the best in any city football, baseball combination? Add in Sid. I mean, the types of athletes that we have in their prime at the top of their game and the tops of their sports is pretty one of a kind. Not one of a kind, but it's pretty unique to Pittsburgh.
So it was pretty strong. I mean, think when it was Ben Crosby. See, the Pirates didn't really have anybody until Kutch in our lifetime to take over that mantle. So it was more like into the, you know, into the 2010s, when, of course, you know, Ben was playing at maybe his best once he got into his 30s. Crosby has always been a great player. He had, you know, the concussion issues early in the 2010s, but he has rebounded in a huge way. Like, I always think back to, I don't know what publication it was, but it's the picture of a, really both in their rookie years, Ben and Crosby next to each other. That's like a special one. This is kind of the new era of that, maybe, because the Penguins don't really have a new stud to put in that team picture, whereas the Pirates do. The Pirates have a guy who may be in the lead in terms of stardom in the entire city. The Steelers have somebody like T.J. Watt, who perennially is one of the best defensive players in all of football, one of the best overall players in all of football. Yeah, that is a big one. And then if you do add an elder Sidney Crosby to the mix, that does make it pretty strong. But, I mean, just think off the top of your head some of the other cities. I mean, we can just go around maybe with the AFC North at least. I mean, I do think Baltimore, you have Lamar Jackson, and then the Orioles have a few
Gunnar
different
Henderson.
Guys you can pick from. Cleveland,
Myles Garrett and Jose Ramirez.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, you're talking.
Well, I mean, they still have Donovan Mitchell, too, don't they? Or did he go somewhere else?
Yeah, they do.
So, I mean, maybe you could throw him in there for hoops.
Cincinnati, you're talking Joe Burrow and Ellie De La Cruz, I guess. That's not as good as what the Pirates have.
Yeah.
And the Steelers and that Pittsburgh combination. Baltimore, I think, maybe beats them because of how good Gunnar Henderson is.
Yeah, I mean, Henderson looks like a guy who could win MVP. Jackson has already won two MVPs. I mean, here is something that we can put into the cap of what Pittsburgh has. Watt has won a Defensive Player of the Year award.
Should have won two.
Almost impossible for a defensive player now to win MVP, so that's just kind of, you know, that is just the defensive MVP. Skeens does look like a dude that may not collect Rookie of the Year. I don't like how those odds are skewed. I think Merrill's like a big favorite now.
Yeah, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't.
In that regard, then, but it's a slippery slope.
But I think the dude is in line to maybe win a Cy Young. Maybe
one
two.
One day, yes.
Yeah, and hopefully it's in a Pirates uniform.
I think he will. Not to put a pony prediction on it, but I think maybe not two, but he definitely will get
one.
Well,
I mean, I also predicted that Skeens would start and win the next Pirates playoff game. Hopefully that's next year limits.
I think that's...
But I feel like we say that a lot.
Yeah. T. Higgins is doubtful to play this week against the Kansas City Chiefs. So Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase will go into Kansas City with an offensive line that's... Zach Moss is their running back. And they lost to New England last week. Not looking very good for the men in stripes, with the Bengal Tiger stripes for the Bengals.
Yeah, so they will get a little bit of a reprieve after this game. They will get to play Washington at home. Then they go to Carolina. I would be pretty stunned if Cincy doesn't get right back to a 2-2 record in that case. Big matchup in Week 5. They do play Baltimore. Then they go to play the Giants. So that should be a game that you kind of circle as a win. They struggle against the Browns, though. So even for as bad as Deshaun Watson looks, that game in Week 7, who knows what things could look like there. But they do have a little bit of an easier schedule than what the rest of the AFC North has to work with because they finished in last place. last season. So they get to play some of those last place teams, Washington, Carolina, Vegas is in there, Tennessee in there late in the season. Who knows what they could look like?
None of those teams are good.
Yeah, Denver by the end of the year, who knows what that could look like? And, you know, if the whole Watson thing blows up in Cleveland, who knows what the Browns could look like? It is going to be a slow start and certainly look that way for Cincinnati. I picked them to win the AFC North narrowly over Baltimore. I think they can still do that. They may get beat up this weekend. Who knows? Burrow has been. He is the only active quarterback to take down Patrick Mahomes when it matters most. The only other guy to do so was Tom Brady. They will get their legs under them, though, a little bit, because they're going to get Washington and Carolina back-to-back. Those two, I mean, Washington does have Jaden Daniels. They can be exciting. Washington stinks. They might get the first overall pick again.
I don't know about that. Jaden Daniels is going to win them a couple games.
No, I mean Carolina.
Oh, Carolina.
Yeah, sorry.
Stargell and Terry Bradshaw on the cover of Sports Illustrated is definitely the best picture that you can frame and put in your basement.
I have that framed in my garage at home.
Last one quickly. Achilles tendonitis is what Christian McCaffrey is battling. This does not look good for San Francisco right now. They want to play the long game. Is it the Russell Wilson type of game that the Steelers are playing right now? Obviously different situations and different types of players. But Christian McCaffrey, this seems like something that you could be concerned with the entirety of the season, that it could affect him.
Yeah, now the nice thing for San Francisco is that they have so many weapons on offense. This won't hurt them as much as it did in the past. Like last year, I think, for example, we saw some games where they didn't have McCaffrey quite at 100% or he didn't play, and Purdy was still in the growing pains part of his game, where he was turning into a good player, and he is a good player. He's a much better player than he's ever gotten credit for. But they made it look pretty easy against the Jets last week, and we know people have high hopes for the Jets. The Jets have a good defense, objectively good defense. They made it look easy. They plugged Jordan Mason in there, who, by the way, I know the PM team got whooped in the first week of our Odyssey Fantasy Football League. We have Jordan Mason on that roster, baby.
For how long?
I think he'll be sliding right in there.
Yeah, what was the approach on that team to not take any running backs until like the ninth round?
Yeah, we kind of went with like the no running backs method, or whatever people call it now. Like just load up at receiver and tight end and just go.
Kind of an odd method when, you know, two of those are your starters.
But
at running back,
Mason could end up paying pretty big dividends. That they plugged that dude in and he looked like he's been in the lineup for 5 years. So they have that. I mean, Ayuk did not play a good game. Debo was used all over the place per usual.
Yeah, nice grab by Brandon Ayuk in the end zone there, diving for a ball.
He got across the goal line, but he didn't catch the football limits.
It's part of the game, Donnie. When you're a wide receiver, you're supposed to receive the football.
But yeah, the McCaffrey thing could end up being big. However, I think until it gets to, you know, if it's something that happens all the way through the rest of the season, then it could be trouble. But I think for now, at least, the 49ers are going to be okay. They have too many options.
Yeah, they'll be fine. And they got Brock Purdy throwing the ball with Kyle Shanahan as his coordinator to one of the best tight ends in football, one of the best gadget guys in all of football, and a guy that just paid $30 million for the defense that's probably the best in all of football. So the surroundings are obviously ideal.
Anything else, Limits?
The Bechtel Breakdown for this Friday the 13th. Your final thoughts on Friday the 13th? Donnie, any good memories? I know Scary Movies is kind of Doran Dickerson's forte.
Well, see, I do like horror movies as well. Doran and I, actually, this goes back probably to like 2019, maybe even 2020, like pandemic era, when Doran was just hosting solo on weekends every now and then, and I was working a lot of weekends producing. We got into a lot of those conversations. He had Tony Todd on the show one time, who was in The Candyman. I know they brought that back a few years ago. That was obviously big in the 90s. Tony Todd was in the remake of Night of the Living Dead as well. Are you into those?
No. I'm not a scary movie guy. I have, you kind of guessed that? Like, when those commercials come on TV, sometimes I'm like, oh, maybe I'll turn the channel right now.
I love them.
When you see, here comes the new Conjuring movie trailer on TV.
Those are good. Insidious. Like, they did have a good run in the 2010s of some pretty good horror movies. But, I mean, you go back to, like, the OGs, Friday the 13th, Halloween with Big Michael Myers.
Yeah.
We got the movie Freddy versus Jason about 20 years ago. We never got that Michael Myers versus Jason Voorhees matchup that we all wanted. I mean, those are two big fellas going at it. We need it.
I do like Stranger Things, but is that considered a horror movie or a horror TV show?
See, I never watched the show. I've been recommended to watch it so many times because people also said, me being somebody that loves like 80s pop music, I would love it.
Yeah, you would. And the writing is very good on that show.
Yeah. So
Even though it takes them like 5 years to put out a new season.
So maybe that's a show I'll get into